T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, today, as I have been telling you, we are going to be talking about asthma and the most common cause of chronic childhood, this disease, root causes and triggers of asthma. So that's the topic. We're going to discuss what it is and more. Please get ready because, ladies and gentlemen, here he is back for another week of Get Well Naturally from the Weiner Wellness Center, Dr. Joseph Honigman. Doc?
Rob, thank you. Pleasure to be here with you. Hello, everyone. Welcome to another edition of Get Well Naturally. I am Dr. Joseph Honigman of the Weiner Wellness Center, and thank you for tuning in. So, what is asthma? That is today's topic. Asthma is a chronic inflammatory disease that causes swelling and narrowing of the airways that carry air from the nose and mouth to the lungs. And in general, this is how asthma is triggered. A foreign material. Something our immune system considers to be undesirable activates an immune response, releasing inflammatory agents, including histamine, which cause an overreaction to an irritant, such as air pollution, or even a relatively harmless substance, such as dust or pollen, which are known as allergens. Now, picture this in your mind's eye. A chain reaction occurs in the airways, resulting in inflammation, swelling, and tightening of the muscles around the airways. That's not a pretty picture, right? Inflammation, swelling, and tightening of the muscles around the airways. This can result in asthma symptoms, including wheezing, shortness of breath, coughing, and tightness in the chest. In most cases, the cough is considered non-productive, which is a dry cough, although sometimes there is a mucus buildup. An asthma cough is often accompanied by wheezing, and asthma can even be deadly. Do you know that asthma is the most common cause of chronic childhood disease? If you've been listening to Rob, you do. And the main reason for hospitalization of children due to a chronic disease. Now, years ago, it was believed that the majority of asthmatics outgrew their asthma. However, approximately half of these children do not. And are you aware that Pittsburgh children have higher rates of asthma than the national rates, and it is not well managed? In 2018, the Environmental Health News did an in-depth look at asthma in Pittsburgh and found that 60% of Pittsburgh kids with asthma don't have their disease under control. Nationally, that rate is considerably less at 38%. A significant part of the asthma problem is associated with air pollution. And Allegheny County and the Pittsburgh region are among the worst in the nation for air pollution. There is still a significant amount of days each year we have periods when our air quality is deemed not good, affecting people's quality of life, making people sick, and shortening lives. For fine particle pollution, we are ranked 8th worst in the nation. And these fine particles pose the greatest problem because they can go deep into the lungs and may even enter into your bloodstream. Therefore, exposure to such particles can affect both your lungs and your heart and cause serious heart problems such as heart disease, chronic bronchitis, cancer, as well as asthma and premature death. Even short-term exposure to particle pollution, that means hours or days, can aggravate lung disease, causing asthma attacks and bronchitis, and may increase susceptibility to respiratory infections. In people with heart disease, short-term exposure has been linked to heart attacks and arrhythmias. According to the American Lung Association report, with data from 2014 to 2016, Allegheny County was in the top 2% of counties for the risk of cancer from air toxins. Since that report, do you think air pollution in our area has decreased and is getting better? Unfortunately, it has actually gotten worse. This past year, we had more bad air days than the year before. And for the second year in a row, Allegheny County was the only United States county outside of California to receive all Fs, and that does not stand for fine, in the American Lung Association's National Air Quality Report. And so, air pollution around here is getting worse instead of better. This brand new annual report gave Allegheny County F grades for ozone, daily particulate matter levels, and long-term particulate matter levels. And remember, particulate matter pollution causes higher rates of asthma and lung cancer and decreased lung function in children and increased hospital admissions and even premature death due to heart attacks and respiratory illness. I wish I had some good news regarding air pollution, but so far I don't. In fact, another brand new study published this past August the 13th, just this past August the 13th, in the Journal of the American Medical Association, JAMA, finds that long-term exposure to even slightly elevated levels of air pollution can be linked to accelerated development of lung disease, even among people who have never smoked. The researchers found that people in the study who were exposed for years to higher than average concentrations of ground level ozone developed changes to their lungs similar to those seen in smokers. In areas with increased levels of ozone, they found an increase in emphysema, roughly the equivalent of smoking a pack of cigarettes a day for 29 years. And remember what I just said. The American Lung Association's National Air Quality Report gave Allegheny County an F grade for that ozone. In addition, particle levels can be elevated indoors, especially when outdoor particle levels are high, and this certainly can play a role in increasing asthma attacks. Later, I will discuss what we can do to minimize the effects of air pollution indoors and out.
All right, 412-922-WELL, 412-922-9355. Make an appointment if you're dealing with asthma. You have some conversation with this man in person. I think it'll go a long way to help you. 412-922-WELL, 412-922-9355. Find out more at drweiner.com. Back with the final 45 minutes, so lots of ground to cover in this week's edition of the Weiner Wellness Center program. Get well naturally every Saturday, 1 to 2 p.m., KDK Radio. All right, we're talking asthma and what it is and all sorts of good stuff that they're doing at the Weiner Wellness Center. Before you get back to the topic, so who is this really geared towards? Who should actually come and see you? Because when you say asthma, that really is painting with a broad brush. So who would be a good candidate to come and visit you?
So, Rob, actually anybody with any type of lung disorder, period. So while I'm talking about asthma right now, and I will be talking about, I'll be adding that sinus problems and asthma are interconnected, and allergies and asthma are interconnected. Really, anyone who has any sort of difficulty breathing or a disorder, whether that's asthma, whether it's a sinus problem, whether it's allergies, whether it's COPD, like chronic bronchitis or emphysema, I can help them. Now, I don't know, you know, at what level, but they're going to walk out of there better than they, with more knowledge and a greater ability to help themselves than when they walk through that door. Of course, it's a very individual thing. You take a full history and get the whole story. But actually, anybody with asthma, sinus problems, allergies, and any type of chronic obstructive lung disease, bronchitis, emphysema, anyone.
Well, you know, if you know the human anatomy, we're born with an abundance of lung capacity. And by the time you are feeling problems, you really have put a big dent in it. So I have to believe reversing it, even the slightest improvement or healing, has to go a long way.
Well, absolutely. Once you know the anatomy and you're understanding the airways, the bronchial tubes, and the alveoli, which exchange the gases of carbon dioxide and oxygen, then what you need to do is figure out, how can we improve the mechanisms by which we breathe? So, depending on the problem, we then approach it systematically.
Right.
If it's a chronic obstructive disease, or if the alveoli are being affected, we may even have to approach it a little bit like an autoimmune disorder as well. You know, but what we're trying to do in all these cases is improve lung function. You know, improve. Look, with asthma and allergies, the immune system is having an inappropriate response to something that it considers to be foreign and dangerous, but really isn't as dangerous as we think it is.
Mm-hmm.
So the whole idea is to calm that down. Most of these illnesses, almost all of them, have a common denominator of oxidation. And I'm going to make that easy for people to understand
okay.
a little later on in here. But what that's basically do is creating something called free radicals, which cause damage to the lung tissue in the cells. So, of course, we need to control that. And there are other triggers. And I'm going to kind of go over for the rest of the show systematically how we go about doing that. Now, like for now, I want you to be aware that allergies to dust mites, drugs, fungi, pet grass, and wheat pollen, and insect debris such as cockroaches are also contributors to the onset of asthma. So that's where allergies come in at, and we need to find out if you have such sensitivities to dust mites and weed and pollen. In fact, allergies and asthma often occur together. The same substances that trigger your hay fever may also cause asthma symptoms. In an allergic response, when an allergen such as wheat pollen enters our body, it initiates our immune system to release a special antibody known as IgE. Listen carefully, because this right now is the key. This is the root cause of an allergic reaction. Something enters your body when an allergen such as wheat pollen comes in through our nose, it enters into our lungs, it initiates our immune system to release a special antibody known as IgE, which is attached to the surface of mast cells and basophils that are important cells of the immune system. So when the allergen comes in contact with the IgE on the surface of the mast cell, a complex reaction occurs to release other chemicals from the mast cell. Don't get lost. Picture it in your mind's eye. An allergen, such as pollen, enters through your nose into your lungs, coming in contact with the antibody IgE that's sitting on the surface of a mast cell. That triggers the release of inflammatory chemicals such as histamine. And the result is lung airway constriction associated with asthma, usually within 1 hour of antigen exposure. Now, besides environmental allergens, besides environmental triggers, food allergies are often associated with asthma, and elimination diets have been successful in treating asthma, particularly in children. In addition, acid reflux, with or without heartburn, can trigger asthma symptoms. According to the Cleveland Clinic, over 75% of asthma patients are estimated to have gastroesophageal reflux disease, GERD, or reflux. So treating reflux with lifestyle changes may also help asthma. Sometimes the coughing and tightness in the chest is actually caused by a hiatal hernia, and I have been very successful in manually adjusting hiatal hernias, and for some, that cough and tightness disappears within 1 to 3 visits. So far, I have discussed both outdoor and indoor pollution, allergies, food sensitivities, and acid reflux as being potential triggers for asthma. Bottom line is that everyone has their own unique combination of asthma triggers, and not all of them are obvious. In fact, the majority of people with allergies, up to 80%, are allergic to multiple things. For example, you may experience mild reactions to several allergies, but they're so small that you don't notice them on your own. But when you encounter multiple things that you are mildly allergic to at the same time, all of those small reactions can add up to the point where you start experiencing asthma symptoms. Therefore, if necessary, I can order high-quality environmental and food allergy tests to help determine your unique combination of asthma triggers, which will help us address your particular needs. In addition, did you know, you may now, because just a few minutes ago I told you, that according to the Asthma and Allergy Foundation of America, as many as half of all people with moderate to severe asthma also have chronic sinusitis. I'm sure if you suffer from a sinus problem, you already know that sinus infections can independently make you miserable. But it can also contribute significantly to your asthma problem, if you have one. So studies have shown that by treating one condition, that will often help relieve the symptoms of the other. So as to your point earlier, Rob, what can I do? Well, I can offer significant help with both asthma and sinusitis, for example. And to make an appointment with me, call 412-922-9355. You know, my rates are very reasonable, and I believe you will be very pleasantly surprised if you call. So, what is the conventional treatment for asthma? Right? What will happen if you go to your medical doctor with asthma? Well, typically it's going to consist of a non-steroidal bronchodilator such as albuterol, an anti-inflammatory agent that you inhale. So it's going to relax the smooth muscles in your lungs, which is going to open up your airways. Now, if that doesn't work, next step is usually an inhaled steroid, which is a very potent anti-inflammatory agent. And because asthma can be a very serious condition, there are times that that will be necessary. But in general, conventional treatments are the best temporary choices for acute attacks. And yes, there are times when immediate relief can even be a life and death matter. So I hope that message is heard loud and clear.
Real quick, unless you've had your breath taken away, even for a slight moment, we've all kind of lost our breath for a moment, it's hard to understand what people go through and how they struggle that don't have their breathing capacity where it needs to be.
Yeah, personally, Rob, I think I'd panic.
Yeah.
You know, you can't get your breath. You don't know if it's going to come back to you.
Scary.
And, you know, and seriously, I mean, there are certain situations where asthma can be a life and death situation. So you need to have those emergency medications on hand, you know, just in case.
All right, we're going to take a break, but if you'd like to make an appointment with him, you can call now and do so at 412-922-WELL, 412-922-WELL, 412-922-9355, 412-922-9355. You can find out about everything that they do at the Weiner Wellness Center by going to drweiner, W-I-N-E-R.com. Dr. Joseph Honigman and Rob Pratt coming right back after a quick news update from CBS at the bottom of the hour with the second half hour of this week's edition of the Weiner Wellness Center program, Get Well Naturally. Today, it's asthma, the topic of conversation. Asthma, what is it and more? That's the topic of conversation. And if you're dealing with this, any lung issue, and you really want to seek an alternative natural opinion, you need to go see Dr. Honigman. You can make an appointment at the Weiner Wellness Center. You can call now and set it up, 412-922-WELL, 412-922-9355. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, as we continue on this October the 19th edition of Get Well Naturally, here again, Dr. Joseph Honigman. Doc?
Thank you, Rob. So, like, we left off, and I was talking about conventional treatments being the best temporary choices for acute attacks. However, on the other hand, aggressive drug approaches do not address the cause of your asthma, and they can be even dangerous in the long run, even quite dangerous. Some common side effects of a non-steroidal bronchodilator include headache and dizziness, nausea, vomiting, and diarrhea, dry mouth, nose or throat, hoarseness, stuffy nose, sinus pain, cough or sore throat, nervousness or tremor. In addition, non-steroidal bronchodilators can even increase your risk of a heart attack. And steroids, even though they can help reduce inflammation in your lungs, are loaded with serious side effects, including cardiovascular disease, infections, osteoporosis, high blood pressure, and a variety of other disease conditions. Now, my goal is to address the underlying causes of asthma, including something known as oxidative damage, which I mentioned earlier. And oxidative damage is strongly involved in asthmatic inflammation. So, are you familiar with the terms oxidation and oxidative stress? Now, don't stress out over the scientific lingo. It's actually quite easy to understand. Oxidation is the process of removing electrons from an atom or molecule, resulting in free radicals, which are unstable because they miss their electron. As a result, they will strip electrons from any other molecules they meet in an effort to achieve stability. They want their electron back. The result can be destructive. Oxidative stress is an imbalance between free radicals and the antioxidants in our body that are used to neutralize them. I know that many of you out there have heard the term oxidative stress and sort of glossed over it, thinking that it was something difficult to understand. But truly, it's really not that difficult. And all the asthma triggers that I have mentioned, including air pollution, allergies, food sensitivities, and gastroesophageal reflux disease, can contribute to free radicals and oxidative stress. Now I'm going to try to make it even easier to understand. Imagine these unpaired electrons, these free radicals, showing up at the school dance without a date, and they are feeling incomplete. So they steal someone else's date. So free radical Lynn steals Jennifer's date. Oh, now the new free radical Jennifer steals Molly's date, turning her into a free radical. And the chain reaction is started. You get more unstable molecules. Before you know it, everyone at the dance is stressed. That's oxidative stress. And so I recommend antioxidants like vitamin C that happily donate their electrons to free radicals. They happily donate them, which neutralizes the free radical and prevents them from causing harm. Vitamin C, natural vitamin E, beta-carotene, and lycopene, along with glutathione, are just a few examples of antioxidants. Now, along with that, you need to live a healthy lifestyle, including diet, exercise, you know, drinking plenty of good water, etc., because that's also going to increase antioxidants in your body, certainly the food that you eat. Remember, there are many triggers to asthma, and some are not always obvious. For example, a patient came to see me who was suffering with asthma for basically her whole life. She tried many pulmonary doctors, many general practitioners, and was using inhalers and a nebulizer without much success. For her unique case, I asked her to do a detoxification diet, along with taking some key supplements to improve what? Lung function. And to repair intestinal permeability, commonly known as leaky gut. Within 2 weeks, she was virtually in no need of the inhaler or nebulizer. And this is what she had to say. I don't ever remember not needing my medications. My breathing is dramatically improved. This is amazing to me. Thank you, Dr. Honigman. If you have a sinus problem, asthma, or other lung disorder, I would be happy to help improve your condition. We will address the underlying factors associated with your problem and not just suppress the symptoms. And of course, if necessary, there are lab tests to help us better figure out which environmental or food allergies or irritants may be contributing to your asthma attacks or compromised lung function in general. My objective is to improve lung function and address your unique circumstances and needs. However, I want to be clear that I am not diagnosing or treating the disease. The goal here is to get rid of the triggers that are causing the problem and help the body to reset to a healthier version of you. And once more, it's important to remember that conventional treatments are sometimes the best choices for acute attacks, and that sometimes immediate relief can even be a life and death matter. Let's change gears and talk about what you can do right now, what you can do as you are sitting, standing, and breathing that will benefit you if you have asthma or allergies. First step is obvious but not easy. Eliminate avoidable allergens and minimize contact with the respiratory irritants that we spoke of earlier. However, it's doubtful that anyone can entirely avoid outdoor and indoor air pollution without moving to another planet. Just do your best, and you can take some key supplements to help with those environmental toxins that you are exposed to, and I will get to some of them shortly. I also want to remind you to drink plenty of water, right? We say that all the time. Now, this time it's to keep your respiratory tract secretions more fluid. Water is essential for healthy lungs, as dry lungs are more susceptible to irritation. If necessary, I can address spinal misalignments that contribute to asthma with chiropractic adjustments of the cervical and thoracic spine, where neurologic structures related to the bronchial tubes, our airways, might be affected. In fact, I have over 27 years experience now. I used to say 26. I am getting older. Now it's 27 years of experience in adjusting and correcting these areas. Many of my patients with asthma have told me that spinal adjustments have been helpful in controlling their condition. Also, breathing exercises may also be part of the solution, and I pretty much offer this for just about every condition as well. It's been shown that deep diaphragmatic breathing can decrease symptoms, the need for medication, and improve lung function. And if you need help in learning the proper way to breathe from your diaphragm, I can teach you different breathing techniques that you will be able to use on a daily basis. We may also need to address any food allergies you may have, and if necessary, we can test for those. Now we come to the part of the plan where some key supplements may be very useful. Remember, our goal is to reduce oxidative stress, manage histamine, and improve a dysfunctional immune system, because that is what is responsible for the swelling and narrowing of the airways. So what do we need in a situation like that? We're going to want potent antioxidants. Remember what oxidation is? Right? Oxidation is the result of those free radicals that are desperately missing their electron. They want an electron. And if they don't get it, they're going to strip it from other healthy cells, causing havoc. And if we don't have enough antioxidants to at least equal the oxidative effects, and that's what this is called when you strip an electron and create a free radical, that's oxidation. If you don't have enough, then that's considered to be oxidative stress. So we want potent antioxidants, antihistamine, and inflammatory modulators. Do you remember what histamine was? Earlier I spoke about how an allergen enters into the body. We breathe it in, it winds up in our lungs, and it comes in contact with either mast cells or basophil cells. And on that mast cell lies an antibody, IgE. When that allergen comes in contact with that antibody sitting on that cell that's there, it releases other chemicals in that mast cell, including histamine, which then creates that constriction in the lungs. So, we're going to be speaking about the vitamins and minerals that and other supplements that can help with that. Antioxidants, antihistamines, and inflammatory modulators when we get back.
We'll come back in just a couple of moments, but again, let me just remind you, you can call right now the Weiner Wellness Center and make an appointment to become one of this man's incredible clients and patients, and he will help you get you back where you need to be, and of course on that right path and that righteous path of good natural health. They'll keep you and you will stay healthy naturally. He is Dr. Joseph Huneman from the Weiner Wellness Center, 412-922-WELL, 412-922-9355. Call right now. Make an appointment, 412-922-WELL, 412-922-9355. All right, now look, so one more time, target the person that should be calling you to make an appointment. We're talking about asthma, lung issues. You need to call, obviously. You know, if you're on medication, nobody's telling you to quit taking your medications, but you should come and at least get the consultation, have a chance to meet him, and let him explain to you what he can do. 412-922-WELL, 412-922-9355. So again, who exactly are you looking for?
Well, for example, like I'm going to be discussing some supplements right now for asthma. However, there's many more supplements that I could be recommended, but because of the time constraints, we're going to limit it to basically four or five. And, of course, they're great to get started with, but they're not the end-all. So if you're interested, anyone out there who's interested in a more complete plan for addressing their respiratory problem, which we discussed a little bit earlier, not just asthma, but also sinus, allergies, or other lung disorder, then, yes, you know, please make an appointment. My rates are very reasonable. I think you'd be surprised when you call. And the number is 412-922-9355. That's 412-922-9355. However, the supplements I'm going to talk about now are good choices. So, what are we going to begin with? I think everyone should have a high-quality multivitamin, multimineral supplement that provides a comprehensive vitamin, mineral, trace element formula. And, of course, they should be bioavailable so that they actually, you know, get from your intestines into your bloodstream so they can go to where they need to go, to support optimal health and wellness. And we've got several that are very high quality. Call our number at 412-922-9355 to order. Buffered C, I recommend with bioflavonoids because vitamin C is a natural antihistamine. I've been talking about that chemical for pretty much the entire talk. And it protects against, guess what? The oxidative effects of air pollution and smoke, because air pollution and smoke can cause free radical damage and cause these oxidative effects. And buffered C is a natural antihistamine and protects against the oxidative effects of both air pollution and smoke. And it may also help reduce the bronchial constriction in both normal, and asthmatic subjects as well. Next, supplement I'm recommending. This is a supplement that you can use for both asthma and allergies. And the key to this supplement is to be taken between meals. And now here's why it's so good. This particular supplement contains quercetin. Now, quercetin is, to me, a super antioxidant. I believe it's a bioflavonoid. It's a super bioflavonoid. Okay? It's an antihistamine, it's an anti-inflammatory, and it has antioxidant effects. That's the trifecta of helping with asthma or allergies, right? Antihistamine, anti-inflammatory, and antioxidant effects. And this one supplement contains quercetin. It contains something called bromelain. Hey, Rob, do you know what bromelain is?
I do not, but I'm sure you're going to tell me.
You are so right.
Thank you.
As usual. Bromelain comes from the pineapple plant.
Ah.
Yeah. It's an enzyme of the pineapple plant. I'm going to tell you a quick story if we have a few minutes.
Yeah, sure.
Bromelain can act as an anti-inflammatory, and it's good for allergies and asthma. And also this supplement, because I want to continue with this wonderful supplement that you can call and order. It also contains something called Perilla leaf extract, which can reduce inflammation and manage histamine levels. Perilla leaves are renowned in Chinese and Japanese herbal medical traditions for addressing respiratory problems, and perilla is also probably one of the best herbs for the treatment of excessive mucus with allergies. And the last supplement that I'm going to be recommending for today is magnesium, and we've got a particular type that you can order, and it's a known potent bronchodilator. I didn't know this, but, you know, it's sometimes used intravenously for children and adults with severe asthma exacerbations requiring emergency treatment. I did not know that magnesium was used for emergency treatment for certain children and adults with severe asthma. But I do now, and so do you. So anyway, I'm going to get back to bromelain because it's just kind of an interesting story. I was teaching... in Portland, Oregon, at a community college, Portland Community College, as a matter of fact. And I was talking about diet and maybe the proper way to food combine at the time. This was many years ago, 1979. And I have a group of students in front of me, and I'm saying, you know, you really shouldn't eat fruit after a high-protein meal because fruit contains its own enzymes, and so the body's going to stop producing enzymes, and you're not going to be able to digest, you know, a protein type meal. And somebody raises their hand, and it's a Hawaiian person. And I say, yes. And he says to me, he goes, we always eat pineapple after a meal. I'm like, yeah, don't you get an upset stomach? And he goes, no, because we feel great, because it actually helps with the digestion. And lo and behold, bromelain from the pineapple plant is a proteolytic enzyme, which means it can be used both as a digestive enzyme to help break down your food, and it also can be used as a anti-inflammatory agent. So I learned something. I love learning new things. So that's my bromelain story.
That was a mighty interesting story because, you know, it actually probably was so unique to them, they couldn't figure out why the rest of the world wasn't doing it.
I'm sure that's true. They were looking at me like, what's wrong with you? You don't eat pineapple after you eat?
All right, listen, now I want to just give you 2 minutes to summarize, then we have to say goodbye, but I can't stress enough, this is a topic that could really affect so many people, and if you know someone that's dealing with these issues, call or tell them to call 412-922-WELL. Set up an appointment with Dr. Hahnemann. That's 412-922-9355. Final 2 minutes, all yours.
Okay, so I'm just going to give another quick plug for the supplements so that everybody knows the ones that I recommended and why. And that is because they are potent antioxidants, antihistamine, and anti-inflammatory modulators. And by now, I hope you all have a little bit better understanding why you take an antioxidant, why you take an antihistamine, and I'm sure most of you know why you do take anti-inflammatory supplements. So the first was a high-quality multivitamin, multimineral supplement. The next was buffered C with bioflavonoids. The third was a combination product that contained quercetin, bromelain, and perilla and magnesium glycinate. Call 412-922-9355. Our wonderful front desk people, they have a list of the supplements, in case you forgot any, that you can order. And one more time, if you're interested in a more complete plan for addressing your respiratory problem, including sinus, allergies, asthma, or other lung disorder, make an appointment to me. I would be happy to meet with you. My rates are very reasonable, and I am Dr. Honigman, and the phone number is 412-922-9355. And thank you very much for tuning in.
Always
again.
Always good to see you, Doc. Thank you.
Great to see you.
All right, listen, call. Make an appointment. I think you'll be pleasantly surprised. 412-922-WELL, 412-922-WELL, that number. You can call now. They're open for this Saturday afternoon at their Crafton Greentree location, Weiner Wellness Center, 412-922-9355, 412-922-9355. We'll do it again tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. Mr. Mangino coming up next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.